Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. And we want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each of you on tonight. We are indeed grateful that you have elected to come and join us tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. We're grateful wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening internationally, from Canada or Madagascar, or Africa, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, the Isles of the Sea, Puerto Rico. Listen, people of God, wherever you're listening from, we just want to say thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. Truly, you are in the right place at the right time. Now, this we believe. Amen. We believe this, people of God, and we pray that you have come on tonight, that you have come intentionally come on tonight ready to touch God, ready to touch and agree in this hour. Amen. Truly, God is great. He's greatly to be praised, people of God, and we are just so very grateful for that on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in with you. Invite. If you're listening to us by way of Facebook, we want to say welcome and thank you. Thank you for coming to join us on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you on tonight. Go ahead again and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. People of God, we're so excited on this new journey that the Lord has placed us on. We're going to be in prayer live. Glory to God. Amen. 40 days of prayer. And we're just so grateful tonight. Amen. And as you know, glory to God. Well, you may not know, those of you who are just coming on tonight, we are running parallel with the 40-day fast of intercession, the All Saints 40-day fast of intercession, as given by my leaders. Amen. It's a time of fasting, interceding for other people. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord instructed that we pray 40 days. Those who would like to fast during that time, listen, I guarantee you, you will be blessed. Amen. You'll be blessed, your whole spirit, your body, your mind, your soul. You will be blessed immensely if you just turn that plate down some. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll give you the specifications of the fast as it does change on tomorrow. So we'll give you the specifications. Amen. You know, a lot of people look at our consecration, they be like, oh, I can do that. Oh, sure, I can do that. But listen, people of God, listen, no fast is intended for you to run a marathon. And people of God, listen, let me tell you something. You think that it will be so very easy, amen, but you will find that temptation is temptation. The tempter still comes to get you to change your mind. So we bless God on tonight, amen, for those of you that are going the long haul. Those of you that are fasting, we thank God for you. And people of God, those of you that are coming to join us here every night as we go through this 40 days of prayer, listen, people of God, I'm telling you, you are about to be blessed. If you're hanging there with us, if you go the long haul, if you really have and you're consecrating your mind, amen, Jesus, you're pulling yourself away, you're seeking something from the Lord, people of God, listen, I guarantee you that you will be blessed. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Just want to, as you're inviting a couple of people in, we just want to say on tonight, just to honor, I just always like to honor my leaders. First and foremost, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the author. He has already this line, dropped it in our spirit. And here we are, people of God, advancing the vision. And we're grateful. We're so grateful for, amen, Jesus, this charge that the Lord has given us. We're grateful for it, and we don't take it lightly. So we give God thanks and praise for him. Just want to thank God for our founding father, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God for him. Quite a trailblazer in the earth. Giving God thanks and praise for him. People of God, we just cannot say enough about him, but we thank God for him, amen, and for the labor and for the pattern, the blueprint that he has left in the earth. We give God thanks and we give God praise, amen. Just want to thank God for Mother Carrie James, thanking God for her, the first family, always praying their strength in the Lord, amen. Just praying their strength in the Lord, amen. Want to thank God tonight for our continued leaders, for our senior apostles. Thanking the Lord tonight for, glory be to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him and for the woman of God that stands by his side there in Trinidad. Just want to give God thanks and praise for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Glory to God. Thanking God for the woman of God that stands by his side. Amen. Minister Doris Tina, thanking God for him. Not only is he our presiding bishop, but he's also my pastor. So we give God thanks and praise for these leaders. Amen. Giving God thanks and praise on tonight. Glory be to God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Just jewels, jewels that the Lord has brought to this outreach ministry. Glory to God, each and every one of them in their own way, amen, and all that God has put within them to be a help and a blessing to this ministry. And whatever way the Lord has given to them, we appreciate them. We thank God for each and every one of them. Thanking God tonight for our prayer warriors. Glory to God. Just thanking God, amen, for them. Amen. Thanking God for our scripture reader on tonight. We bless God for these men and women of God, amen, because, people of God, as we always say, amen, Jesus, this is not a one-man show, one person, no way could one person do all of this, but we give God thanks, and we give God praise, amen, for those that the Lord has brought to this outreach ministry. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to this line to be a part, to be blessed by, amen, the what God has prepared. We thank God for them, amen. Even when they're not speaking, they come to be a part of this ministry. And we bless God for each and every one of them. And people of God, most importantly, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank you for your time, your attention. We thank you, glory to God, for being a part of what God is doing in the earth. And we just bless him. We honor him. We glorify him. And again, we thank God for you. Thank you for as well telling others about this Prayer News Network. And as a result of you telling, as a result of you being right there, as a result of you being a part of this outreach ministry, we bless the Lord that we are now reaching into 100 countries. This broadcast, amen, Jesus, is reaching into 100 countries internationally. So So we bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give God praise for that. Amen. We thank him for truly it's the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. So we glorify him. We thank him on tonight. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in, people of God. Invite. Amen, Jesus, because we are going to have a time in the Lord on tonight as we go into his presence together. Amen. So, people of God, our format changes just a little bit during this 40-day prayer. Amen, Jesus. And, people of God, what we will do, we will go ahead and introduce our prayer warrior for tonight. Glory to God, we introduce our prayer warriors at the beginning because we want to go right into the prayer. Amen. And if they decide to, amen, Jesus, sing a song or a worship to bring us on in, they can do so. Amen. Glory to God. But tonight, people of God, amen, we have a long-standing commitment from this woman of God for Sunday and Monday nights. Glory to God, to come and speak and declare the word of God. But, amen, because we're in our 40 days of prayer, amen, Jesus, she will be praying and interceding with us for the next 2 days. Amen. So we're grateful. Glory be to God, going all the way to Banks, Alabama, by way of Jerusalem Temple, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, glory to God, which is our headquarters church. We thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. But we thank God on tonight that he has caused our paths to cross. And glory to God, we are grateful. Amen. In the person of Prophetess Sharon Duncan. Amen. So we thank God for our prayer warrior for tonight. As always, people of God, we will have our scripture reading. We'll have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland on tonight. Glory to God. And after Sister Mary comes with our scripture, the next voice you will hear will be that of our intercessor on tonight, Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 5th through the 11th verse. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I have read to you the 5th chapter of 1 Peter, the 5th through the 11th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah tonight and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his name tonight. It's a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor to be once again in the midst of you and in the presence of Almighty God. We thank God for this time of fasting and praying. We thank God that the protocol had already been established concerning our leaders. And I thank God for my pastor and the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Lindsay and his family, Evangelist Bradley, of prayer warriors and advisors tonight in the name of Jesus. And I greet every one of you from every nation, wherever you are connecting from tonight, you are welcome. Hallelujah tonight to give God praise and glory as the prayer goes on. You're welcome to pray, even though you're not being heard. But we come to stand in agreement tonight to be led by the Spirit of Almighty God. Blessed and God wants us to be led by His Spirit in this hour. And the subject, the reading tonight, it says, I'll read it before I start. This is day 7, and it says to be led by Spirit led. And the verses come, the chapters is Matthew 6:13, and it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust for the day of punishment or to be punished. John 17:15, I pray not thou that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And the last one, Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so we're dealing with this chapter tonight, and God wants us to be spirit-led. As we look around at the world, we see the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. Hallelujah. We see the war. Thousands of souls are going and dying. Haiti have war, where witches come into Haiti to take over the nation from all the way from Africa to initiate Haiti for the devil. And so we have a lot of things going on. And this is the time to pray like we've never prayed before. And so, Father, as we get ready to pray, let us lift up our hearts and minds. Let us open our hearts and minds to receive what God will pour out tonight. Hallelujah, in this prayer. And so, God, we come before you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We have nothing in our hands up to bring, but simply to the cross we cling. Father, I stretch my hand to thee tonight. Glory to God, for there is no other help I know. If you withdraw yourselves from us, where should we turn to? And who can we look to? In the name of Jesus, we come to you, God, in the name of Jesus, because we have no other God. There is no other God. There is none to be compared to you. You are the great I am tonight. Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your kingdom come tonight. We come before you, God. We bow down in your presence. In the name of Jesus, you are great and you are greatly to be praised. You are glorious. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, mighty God tonight. Glory to Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. Glorious God, your word, yes, Jesus. Glory, your word is tonight. Thank you, Lord. You are the beginning and you are the end. Hallelujah, tonight. You are the first and you are the last. He that was and is to come. We thank you tonight, God, as we come before you as humbly as we know how, God, bowing down before you, God, giving thanks unto you. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the Redeemer of our souls, the Lover and the Bishop of our souls. And we come to give you all the glory tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, that if it was not you on our side, where would we be? If it was not you, God, where would we be tonight? If it was not you, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, on tonight, many of us would be in a cold grave tonight. Many of us would have been in a body bag tonight, in the mud. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Many of us, oh God, would have been breathing our very last breath on tonight. The fact that you gave us a chance to come together one more time is no accident or no coincidence. It is by your grace that we have come together. It's by your good pleasure that we are here tonight. In the name of Jesus, it's because of the mercy of a loving, kind, and compassionate Savior that you give us, oh God, the chance to see another sunrise and another sunset. From the rise of Koshamanda tonight, to Boba Sheke, Jesus, from the whole Lord God Almighty tonight.
tonight. Help me tonight from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same sun. The Bible said that your name is worthy to be praised. You are worthy of every glory on tonight. You are worthy of every hallelujah, Jesus. There is none like you, Lord God Almighty. There is none to be compared to you. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord God, creator of all mankind. We were created to serve you, Lord. We were created to praise you, Lord. We were created to worship you, Lord, even though so many are doing their own thing. But we were created, yes, God, tonight. We were created for your glory in the name of Jesus. This world and everything in it cannot be compared to you, Lord. It gives no weight to who you are, but we draw near to you tonight with a clean hands and a pure heart, not giving into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. God, we come with a pure worship tonight. We praise you in your sanctuary. We praise you on this platform tonight. We praise you for your mighty works in the earth. You are awesome, and your power is great in the earth, oh God. Your greatness is greater than any greatness we could ever see in this earth, oh God. We praise you tonight. God, we come together to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Everybody in every nation, we come together tonight, God, to make a joyful noise tonight, to serve the Lord with gladness and to come before your presence with singing. Hallelujah, on tonight. You said, know ye that the Lord, that he is God. Ego Shamanda tonight. It is he that has made us, and not, hallelujah, tonight, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the, oh God, tonight, and the sheep of his pasture. And I thank God tonight that we didn't make ourselves. And so, God, tonight, help us to realize that you are the maker and the manufacturer of this body that we live in. We are spirits that live in the body, and you want us to be led by your spirit, oh God. Help our spirit to connect with your spirit so that we can be led by your spirit. Let us enter your gates tonight, God, with thanksgiving. Let us enter this platform tonight with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, God. Let us enter your courts with praise on tonight. Let us be thankful, God, and bless your name. Hallelujah, you deserve to be blessed. You deserve to be magnified. You deserve a standing ovation. You deserve an incredible praise. You deserve an amazing praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, God. Let your praises always outlive, God. David said 7 times a day he would praise you. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. God, may we be led, hallelujah, to praise you more than David. May we be led, God, by your spirit to pray more than Daniel. Hey, Master Jesus, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, for the Lord God Almighty, he is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord, somebody, tonight. Praise God tonight on this platform. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him in his mighty acts tonight, as we look at the stars, the moon, and the sun. In the name of Jesus, God is worthy to be praised. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said, let everything that had breath begin to praise God on this night. Praise him in the dance. Praise him. Open your mouth and give God a praise in your houses right now. If you're driving in your car tonight, if you're on your bed tonight, glory be to God. God, he deserves a praise in the Koshamanda in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. On tonight, we give you glory. Let Israel, my God, Israel, rejoice in God tonight. Let the Jewish nation rejoice in God tonight. Let every nation, ha, that have rest, rejoice. Yes, God, rejoice. oh God, tonight. And Jesus is the King of all kings. He is the Lord of all lords. He is mighty to save, and he is strong to deliver. There is none in the heaven, hallelujah, on tonight, and none in the earth, glory to God, tonight, to be compared to him. In the name of Jesus, for the Bible said that you pleasure in your people, and you will beautify the meek with salvation. You said, let the saints be joyful in glory tonight. We are in the glory of the Lord tonight on this platform in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, let them sing aloud even upon their bed. And God is saying, when we lie down upon our bed, we should be giving them glory. We shall be thinking about him in the name of Jesus. He said, let the high praises of God be in our mouths, and to it shall be in our hands in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you on tonight. I expose thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name for Hamdabo Shande forever and ever, O God. Every day, God, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Every day, God, we should be blessing you just to be able to breathe. Hallelujah. Fresh air. Hallelujah, God, we have the activities of our limbs. Somebody is in a wheelchair. Somebody had a stroke a minute ago. They cannot move their bodies anymore. Somebody tonight is laying on the bed of affliction. In the name of Jesus, they can't lift their hands to give you glory, to give you praise. And those who have a hand, when it's time to praise you, someone even lift their hands to give you praise or to magnify your name, mighty God, tonight. Great is the Lord God, almighty people of God, and he's greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. We speak tonight, God, of the glorious honor of Jesus Christ. I've got to praise God before I get into prayer, because he is worthy, God. Before we ask you for anything, before we speak anything, we deserve, God, you deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. The Lord is good to all of us, and it said the mercies are over all his work, and we are his works tonight. You said thy works shall praise thee. Oh, Lord, thy saints shall bless thee. And tonight God is saying, let the work of that he's done in the earth begin to praise him. The stars, the moon, the sun, the constellation, everything that has breath, praise him. He said his saints shall be blessing him. Hallelujah. Tonight they shall speak of the glory of his kingdom and be dealing with the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Tonight in this hour, we thank you tonight, God, as we God fast and pray. We come to you for strength tonight. We come for you, God. We come to you, God, because there is no other God. The Lord is righteous. You are righteous. You are righteous. Glory to God tonight in all of your ways, and holy in all of your works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him. Are we calling upon him tonight? Lord, lead us to call upon you. Lord, lead us, our God, tonight to look to you, who is the author and the finish of our faith. Let us look to you. Lead us, God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill the desire of them that fear you tonight. Lead us, God, and let us live in the fear of God in this hour, in the name of Jesus. You said you shall also hear their cry, and you will save them tonight. In the name of Jesus, you preserve it all them that love you, God, and we love you tonight. You say, but the wicked you will destroy. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word that my mouth shall speak and praise of the Lord. Hallelujah, tonight. And all flesh shall bless you tonight. Somebody ought to give him praise tonight. Somebody ought to give him the glory tonight. Praise him, all ye angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him tonight, people of God. Praise him, all the saints. stars of light. Praise him, heaven of heavens tonight. Praise him, even the water above and the water beneath. Hallelujah, Jesus, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded it and they came into existence in the name of Jesus. He said, both the young men and maidens, the old men and the children, he said, let them praise the name of the Lord God Almighty, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heavens and the earth. He also exalted the horn of his people. Hallelujah, God. He is lifting us up in this hour. He is leading us into the place where he is the lifter up of our head. The praises of all his saints, even the children, God, that you place in the earth to give you glory tonight, to be led by your spirit. We need to be led by your spirit, God, tonight as we have never been led before. In the name of Jesus, glory to God tonight. Help us to come together on one accord, God, as we call on the name of Jesus, because we are better together. And Father God, you're not looking for one person to lead, but you come to lead the church. You come, God, to lead the body of Christ. And so you're asking us to become one. Hallelujah. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, lead us by faith, God. We come this far by faith. It's going to take faith, hallelujah, God, to be led by your spirit and to depend on you. Hallelujah, Jesus, you didn't bring us this far to leave us alone, because you brought Jesus on tonight. You promised, oh God, never to leave us, nor forsake us. Yes, God, on tonight, we bless you tonight and we give you all the glory that is due to your name, almighty and everlasting God. Hallelujah, tonight. We thank you, God, that your will is being done in our lives and in our families. Your will is being done in marriages and in ministries, God. Your will is being done, God, in our children and grandchildren's lives, God. Hallelujah, God, you're doing a new thing in the churches. So your will in this last hour is being done in the churches, oh God, and leadership, my God. Oh, Shemandor of a host higher. Your will tonight, God, is we are being led, God, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, in this last hour, we thank you, God, my Shandor of a host, that your will is being done in the lives of every ordained minister of the gospel that go and declare your word. I thank you, Lord God, for doing something different in this last hour. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise and honor you, Lord God, Savior and Redeemer, hallelujah, God of our souls. We thank you for delivering our souls from a burning hell, God. We thank you that our names are on the book of life tonight. Oh, God, you are a friend to the friendless and a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, a comforter to the lonely and brokenhearted ones, God. You are a doctor in the sick room tonight. You are a lawyer in the courtroom tonight. You are a bridge over troubled waters, and we give you all the glory, God. We sing glory to your matchless name, glory to your awesome, eternal, hallelujah, tonight and everlasting name. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is power in your name, Jesus, to set the captive free, to heal the sick, God, the sin sick, God, the mentally sick, God, oh God, the my God, the psychologically sick, God, the physically sick, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, your name is able to heal sicknesses and disease. It is your will for us to prosper and be in health. So lead us, oh God, to the fountain that never shall run dry, and that fountain is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lead us to the rock that is higher than I, and that rock is Jesus Christ on tonight. Hallelujah, God, your name is great enough to open up the eyes of the blind and to cause the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the crippled to walk. There is power in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to raise the dead and to change lives. In the name of Jesus, we glory, oh, by Shandar of a host, unto to you tonight. We give you glory, God, my God, on tonight. Glory to God tonight. Oh, Jesus on tonight. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to our Redeemer on tonight. We praise you for doing such a wonderful thing in our lives. Hallelujah, God. You planned them long time ago before we were created in our mother's womb. You already had planned for our life. According to Jeremiah chapter 29, you said, I know the plans that I have for you to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. And so, God, I thank you that you're watching over your word to perform it in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, as we gather to give you praise on this platform tonight. I declare, God, that you are leading us to come here tonight. I declare because we're being led by your spirit, you will move tonight in a mighty way. You will move and breathe upon your people. I declare according to your word that you will, my God, perform the good things that you have toward us because you're leading us, God, in the path that we should go. I declare tonight, God, that you think the thing that you think toward us is according to your will and how you are leading, guiding, and directing our footsteps. Yes, God, in this last hour, we want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you. We praise you for what you have done, God, for what you are doing now, and for what you are about to do on the inside of us in the name of Jesus, and what you're about to do even in the earth. God, we thank you, Lord God, that everything that is happening is being led by you. The war in Ukraine is led by you, God. Everything. There is nothing in the earth that is happening that you did not allow it to happen in the name of Jesus. But I declare right now, according to Romans 8 and 14, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, you said, hallelujah, tonight, that they are the sons of God. And I declare tonight we are the children of the Most High God. We are the sons of God because we are led by your Spirit. Father, give us a humble mind and spirit to submit to the leading of the Holy Ghost. My God, to the leading of God Almighty. Jesus, so that we can be identified as your children, as your people. Lead, guide, and direct us in the path, oh God, that we should go for your namesake, in the path of righteousness for your namesake. Lead us in the way of holiness, God, in this last hour, in the name of Jesus, that we would walk upright and holy before you without spot and without wrinkles and blameless before you in this last hour. You said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by you. Order our steps, O God, and guide our feet in the path that you would have us to tread in this last hour. I pray for those who do not have the Holy Ghost, that they will be filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire of Almighty God, so that they can be led by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. I praise you, God. All glory and honor and power and praises belong to you. We give you thanks that you have chosen to establish your will in the earth, that according to your will, you will not lead us into temptation. Hallelujah, God, but you will deliver us from every appearance of evil that is taking place in the earth right now because we are led by your Spirit. Release your presence now, Master Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. Release your power and your anointing over us right now to deliver us from every appearance of the evil one in the name of Jesus, according to my God tonight. 2 Peter chapter 2 and 9, which tells us that the Lord knoweth tonight, hallelujah, God, how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to preserve the unjust till the day of judgment to be punished, oh God. We need you to direct our footsteps in the way that we should go so that we will be led, God, in the way that we should go. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us a fresh anointing to overcome in this evil time. We ask you again to let your will be done in and through us, oh God. You said that your word is spirit, and you said that your word is life. And so I declare tonight that as I speak, God, life is coming, oh God, is not of you, God, is rooted up now in the name of Jesus so that we can be led by your Spirit. Glory to God tonight in the Hashemando Rabahosa, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, God, over every nation, city, state, island, God, and every church, every marriage, every ministry, leaders, family, children, governments upon the face of the earth that is ordained by God to be led by the Spirit of Almighty God. We speak life over our children and grandchildren, and I declare tonight that they will be led by your Spirit tonight in the last hour, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would lead, guide, and protect them from every appearance of evil that is in the school system. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and lead them away from peer pressure and negative influence, oh God, and from the perversion that is in the school system. Hallelujah, God, the witches and the warlocks that are in the school system. Hallelujah, God, homosexuality. Hallelujah, lesbianism that is in the school system. Lead our children in the path of righteousness. Lead them away from evil, God. Lead them away from temptation, from demonic forces that are sent in the school at them. In the name of Jesus, release them. Hallelujah, God. Save them by your saving grace. In the name of Jesus, we speak tonight. Hallelujah, mighty God, to every dead area in our lives. We speak life tonight. Oh, God, we speak deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we be led by your Spirit on our jobs, in our businesses, that we be led by your Spirit, God, in our ministries and in our marriages. Hallelujah, on tonight. Glory to God tonight and in our families. Hallelujah, God, that we be led by your Spirit in the churches. Hallelujah, that we be led by your Spirit in the way we think and the way we act, oh God. Our attitudes must display that we are being led by your Spirit. Our characters, oh God, that we look like we've been led by your Spirit. Let it be done by the leading of your Spirit. Everything that we do and say, let it be done by the leading of the Spirit of Almighty God. Lead us, mighty God, in the way that we should go. Hallelujah, tonight, in the plans that we make, God. Lead us in every plan that we make, in every decision that we make, every assignment, God, that is on our life that you give us, oh God. Help us to be led by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus so that we won't come to open shame and disgrace and scandalization, God, tonight in the name of Jesus, that we wouldn't bring no shame to the body of Christ. Only glory, God, to your kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that marriage is ministry, and so I pray for marriages tonight. Hallelujah, God, that you would lead those who are looking for marriage to the right persons. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, that ordained marriages may come forth that are led by you, oh God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, that they should go and, God, live according to your word and your plans for their marriage, their homes, and their family. Let us be led by the Spirit when looking for a husband or a wife, that they will not choose the wrong person, in the name of Jesus, for what you have to put together. You said no man can put it asunder. In the name of Jesus, bring forth godly marriages. And I pray for them tonight, because so many marriages are going through divorce and separation. But we bind the spirit of separation and we cancel it tonight. We dismantle the plan of the enemy and neutralize every power that is bringing division in the homes and in the churches. In the name of Jesus and in ministries, help us as women to be submissive to the head of the house. Hallelujah. To lead, oh God, lead us to be virtuous women tonight. Holy women of God, praying women of God, caretakers of our homes and husbands, the way, hallelujah, tonight, that you, the way you desire us to be, so that we, God, would bring glory to your kingdom. Hallelujah, God. I pray for men tonight, that they will be led by the Spirit of God to be good providers for their home, good husbands in their families, good leaders for their children, in the mighty name of Jesus, that men would be prayer warriors in the home. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, that prayer altars would be built in the home. Hallelujah, God, that your word would be the guidance for the home. Hallelujah, God, that your love would be manifested in the kasha. Shanda Nabahosa, in the name of Jesus, give us, oh God, you gave us tonight power and authority over all the powers of the enemy to speak life in the name of Jesus. So I declare tonight as we speak, oh God, of ourselves, no weapon formed against us tonight shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, tonight we shall condemn it tonight, because that is our inheritance in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus tonight as a weapon of mass destruction to pull down and destroy and neutralize every death sentence against our lives and our future, against our destiny and purpose, every evil design and agenda against our lives, our hope and our visions and dreams, our destiny against our, my God, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our children, we cancel it tonight. Hallelujah, God. Every God demonic force assigned to our workplaces, hallelujah, and our businesses, we cancel it tonight, because we are led by your spirit, oh God, to go into business. And so no weapon formed against our business shall prosper in the name of Jesus, because you want us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. And so we declare tonight that the spirit of prosperity is released over this line. The spirit of, oh God, tonight, Jesus, we release it. Oh, we release it, God, tonight. We cancel poverty and lack tonight in the name of Jesus. For you don't want us to be led in the path of destruction and the path of destruction. We thank you, Lord God, tonight, that every demonic force that is fighting against our strength to cause us to feel weak and weary, oh God, in well-doing, we thank you that your word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us in this last hour. In the name of Jesus, every evil sent against us is canceled right now as we come together to touch and agree in prayer on this platform tonight, as we come together to touch and agree in prayer on this prayer line tonight. Hallelujah, God, every evil that is sent to weaken our bodies is canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said you know how to lead the godly out of temptation. Hallelujah, tonight, God, we declare that every temptation we may encounter, you have a plan, hallelujah, tonight, to lead us out of it in the name of Jesus. Lead us to the right connection, God. We need to be led to the right connection in the name of Jesus. Lead us to those, God, who have our best interest at heart. Lead us to those that you have ordained to be a part of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, again, we come tonight to remind you of your word that you said. You are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you need to repent. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, hallelujah, God, that if we ask for anything, you will do it for us in this hour, oh God. You said you will watch over your word, and you will perform the word, God, that you watch over it. You will bring it to pass in our lives. You said your word shall not return to you void, but it will go forth the way you sent it and accomplish that which you please. Let your word accomplish, God, in our lives tonight, the things that you are ordained for our lives. You told us anything, God, we ask for, believing that we receive it, we shall have it. And we believe tonight by faith, as we are asking you to lead us and guide us by your spirit, that it is being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you told us in your word to come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're here tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You said effect your fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father, let this prayer avail much tonight as we are being led by your spirit to come together to pray during this time of the year in the Bashando Shamandia. Yes, God, tonight we come to you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. There is power in the name, God, to God make the demons tremble. And so, God, as we call on the name of Jesus, I believe by faith tonight every demon is trembling. I don't know about you, but I got to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 tonight. We release your word over our lives tonight. Jesus, tonight. tonight. Oh, glory to God. We come calling on the name of Jesus tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for your name, God, is our hiding place. Your name, oh God, is our secret place. Your name tonight is our dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, tonight that you're moving by your spirit. Hallelujah, God, have your way in the midst of tonight. Thank you, mighty God. Lead us by your spirit, oh God, like we've never been led before. We are depending on you to keep us and protect us from everything that is not like you, that has been sent by the evil one, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said in your word, according to John chapter 17 and verse 15, that I pray not for the world, but that you would take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil that is in the world. And so, God, according to your word, you said you don't want us to be taken out of the world, but you want to pray, God, that we may be kept in the world. And so, God, lead us in a way that we would obey your voice and that we would know you, God, that we would be led by you, God, into the right path in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to make a difference in this last hour, that we may make a change, a God, in this world for your will to be done according to how you are leading us as your people in the name of Jesus, that we would become more kingdom-minded as you lead us. Hallelujah, Jesus. In this last hour, we know that your kingdom is at hand. As we look all around us, we see signs of your coming are everywhere, God. It's in the earth and in the skies. Hallelujah, God. The waves and the seas are roaring. Wars and rumors of wars. Earthquake in diverse places. The world and the earth will never be the same again. So we're living in a time that we need to be led by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, release your will, God, in our lives like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the mighty name, Yandor of a Hosea tonight, of Jesus, we need a passion and a zeal to be led by your spirit, for your will to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We need God tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, to you to cover us as we are being led to do what you asked us to do in this last hour. Lead us, oh God, to the right persons to be effective witnesses for you. To lead us, oh God, in the path, oh God, of evangelism in the name of Jesus. Lead us to the drug dealers and the drug addicts. Lead us to the prostitutes and the gangbangers to be a witness for you. Lead us, oh God, to the backsliders. Hallelujah, God. Lead us to the government to preach the word of God. Lead us, God, in high places, behind gated communities. Hold God tonight to be Oshanda, to preach your word. We need to be led, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, God, the ministers and leaders and preachers of the gospel will be led by your spirit to get from behind the pulpit. Get, oh my God, from warming the pew and get on the highways and byways tonight and compel men to come in the name of Jesus. Tonight I pray that government officials and law enforcement officers and world leaders of nation and churches and ministers be led by your spirit in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, hallelujah, God, and 2-6 it says, for kings, pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, glory to God, tonight, and to come unto the knowledge of truth. Hallelujah. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified in due season. And so, God, those in authority, oh God, we pray for them tonight, that your people may have favor with authorities and the government, that we may have peace in the land, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We need discernment like never before. We need to be sensitive to your voice so that we will know that you're leading us, God, by your spirit. Cause our ear to hear your voice in this last hour. Hallelujah. Tonight in Psalm chapter 23 and verse 2, you said, he making me to lie down in green pastures, and you leading us beside the still water. Lead us tonight, Father, beside still waters, beside quiet waters. By the waters there is blessings and prosperity. By the waters the trees never die. By the waters it is life. Water represents life. So lead us, God, where there is life. Lead us, God, where there is hope. Lead us, God, where there is strength. Lead us, God, where there is truth. Lead us, God, where there is righteousness. Lead us, God, where there is holiness. We need to be led, God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight, let there be a refreshing, oh, glory to God tonight in our souls. In the Maraka Sheko Shaba, in the Mandi Orobo Shanda. Yes, Lord, I hear you. In the mighty name of Jesus, in our spirits, we need to be led, God. In our minds, we need to be led, God. I declare over your people that a passion and a burning desire to be released tonight, to be led by you, to build your kingdom, and to let your will be done in our lives, in every area, in the name of Jesus Christ on my tonight. You said to let your will be done. We come tonight, God, from every nation declaring that your will is being established on the inside of us, from every nation that is gathered tonight. Hallelujah, God, that are being, oh, God, led by your spirit to come on this line. Hallelujah, God, wherever they are listening from tonight. Oh, God, I declare that they will draw closer to you, that those who are not saved will be saved tonight so they can have you to lead them, because without you, you can't lead them. You only lead those who belong to you. You only lead those that are logobo shatter, that have your spirit on the inside in the name of Jesus. For you say the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, and the sons of God are those who do the will of the Father in the name of Jesus. It is manifesting. God, let your spirit manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus, because we are being led by your spirit. This is a time for manifestation in the lives of your people. Thank you for manifesting your will as God in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that there is nothing to hard or impossible for you to do tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the strength to endure hardness, God. As a good soldier, we need the spirit of endurance. So many are being deceived. They are being led by the spirit of deception. Many are being led by the spirit of manipulation and disobedience and rebellion. Many are being led by witchcraft and delusional and illusional spirit. They're being led by fear, doubt, and unbelief. They're being led by a familiar spirit. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, God, tonight. Many are being led by the spirit, God, of compromise and sugarcoating. Many are being led tonight by perversion, a perverted spirit has been released in the earth and is in the body of Christ. Many are being led by hatred and malice and envy and jealousy. These are demonic forces that have people bound that are leading their lives. Many are being led, my God, tonight, led by depression and oppression and ignorance and pride and arrogance and haughtiness. Many are being led by the spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. Many are being led by a backsliding demon. They walked away from you. Hallelujah, God, but you are able to lead them back in the path of righteousness, because you said that you are married to the backslider. And so we pray for them that they would be led back up to you. Tonight we pray for them. Oh, God, those are ready to give up. We pray that you would lead them and guide them, God, in the way of holiness, that they would come back, that you would bring their minds back into alignment tonight in the name of Jesus. We come together declaring tonight that we are led by the Spirit of Almighty God. You said whom the Son set free. God, you said we are free indeed. And so I declare tonight, as I pray tonight over this people, I declare that we are led by your Spirit. So we are free from every snare and every trap of the devil. We are free, God, from setbacks and roadblocks because we are led by your Spirit. We are free tonight in the name of Jesus to go to another level and another dimension because we are led by your Spirit. We are free tonight in the name of Jesus to have what you say we will have because we are led tonight by the Spirit of Almighty God. I declare tonight, God, according to your word, that your will is manifesting at a fast rate of speed in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we need the Holy Ghost tonight to lead, guide, and direct us. Hey, God, tonight we need your presence in our lives. We need the fire of Almighty God to be in and upon us in the name of Jesus. Fill us with the Holy Ghost and fill us with the fire of the living God until we overflow in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost power, be upon us, rest upon us. We need the power of God. We need to be saturated, oh God, with your power. We need to be engulfed in the anointing. Saturate us with that anointing that can break and destroy every yoke of bondage from our lives. That anointing that can lift every burden tonight so that we can be focused on you and be led by your Spirit. Yes, God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, Lord, we need the power to live right, God. We need to be led, oh God, to live right. We need to be led to love right, God. We need to be led to talk right, God. We need the power, God, to think right. We need you. We need you, God. Activate your power right now in our lives so that we can be led to do great exploits for your kingdom, God, so that signs and wonders will follow us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that you would be glorified in us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, God. Give us the power to win souls and take the kingdom back by force. I declare tonight that we're being led by you. Take back everything that the devil, yes, God, that the devil stole. We are taking back our minds and our health, our children. We're being led tonight to take back our grandchildren. We come together tonight that we are led by your Spirit to take back our finances. Oh, God, we take back, my God, our properties and our homes. We come tonight in the mighty name of Jesus to take back, God, our businesses and marriages. Hallelujah, God, as we are being led tonight on this platform to take back our ministries. I declare tonight that everything that was stolen is being restored right now. It's being released from the hands of the devil tonight. We bind the works of Satan and bring it to naught. We neutralize his power to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives in the name of Jesus, to kill, steal, and destroy in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight, to kill, steal, and destroy our dreams and our hopes. We thank you, Lord, as I declare tonight that the windows of heaven are open and the blessings of the Lord God Almighty are falling right now. As this prayer go up, I declare that your blessings are falling right now in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You have led each and every one of us here tonight to receive a blessing from you through this prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that you are leading us to effectual doors that are open and won't be closed anymore. You open doors no man can close. And so tonight I declare we're walking through it. We're led to walk to open doors. We're led to walk under open heavens and open windows in this hour. We're led to walk, God, oh God, in newness of life. We come tonight by the power that is on the inside of us to destroy the work of darkness and that has been released against us to keep us stagnated and stuck and held back. I destroy it now and neutralize every power that was sent to stagnate bow unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ever ask or think about, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. Oh, glory to Yashanda tonight. We're all glory to God, world without end. Amen tonight. Lord, lead us and guide us. Hallelujah, God. Let the way we should go. Lead us and guide us, God. Oh, God, in the steps that we should take. Send your power and let it rain down on us. Let your power saturate our lives. Let it manifest to us, in us. We need the power tonight. We need the Holy Ghost tonight, in the name of Jesus, to build and to be led tonight. Thank you, Lord God. We need to be revived in the name of Jesus. Revive us again with the power from on high. Lead us in the way, God, that we should be revived. Lead us in the path where we can be revived in the name of Jesus, so that we can be led by your Spirit. We need the anointing to lead us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah on tonight. Oh, glory to God tonight. Glory to God tonight. Glory to Jesus tonight. Lord God, I praise you tonight. Oh, God, I bless you tonight. Mighty God, send your fire now, God. Oh, God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We're depending on you, God. We're looking to you, Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the greater one on the inside. You're greater than anything that we can encounter in this world, oh God. You're greater on the inside than any forces of darkness, any forces of sickness or diseases, God. You're greater on the inside than any demonic attack against our minds, bodies, souls, emotions, and our health. You are greater tonight on the inside than any situation or circumstances that may have us bound and restricted tonight. You're greater on the Shemando Rabosaya, on the inside, God, tonight, than anything that would, God, come against our mind, in the name of Jesus, because we are led by your Spirit, and because we are the sons of God. No harm, oh God, no evil arrow of affliction, no evil arrow of infirmity shall come nigh our dwelling, God. You are the greater one, God, that is keeping us, in the name of Jesus, we tonight look to the hills from whence coming our help. Our help comes from you tonight, who made heaven and earth. You are the greater one on the inside tonight than any giant that is standing in our way. Oh, God, we command every giant to die tonight in the name of Jesus. Any wall that was erected to block and to stop us from reaching our full potential, from walking in the destiny and purpose, we command it to fall. You tell the children of Israel, march around the walls of Jericho 7 times, oh God, and began to shout. I shout tonight. I shout tonight. I don't know about you, but some walls are standing in my way, and I command them to fall now in the name of Jesus. I command them to collapse now. That is keeping me from my purpose. That is keeping me from the next assignment in and over my life. We declare victory over all the plans and power sent against us. Hallelujah, from the pit of hell. We send it back with force. We send it back, oh God, with power to God, blow up in your face in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that your will is being done, because you are leading us to build your kingdom in this earth, that we would be an example of what your will is, so that the man, hallelujah, God, would be drawn to you, so that the sinner man would come to know you, that, oh God, Jesus tonight, it's about you, God. It's about souls on tonight. So we need to be led, oh God, in the path of righteousness to win souls for your kingdom. It is not about us. It is all about you. It is all about your will. It is all about your kingdom. And so we need to be led. You ask the Father to make us one. We need to be one, to be led by your Spirit. Spirit. We need to be one on one accord, like it was on the day of Pentecost. They was on one accord in one place, waiting on the promise. And you moved in a mighty way, oh God, because the Spirit of God came down and ascended upon them. And now the Spirit of God, it lives on the inside of us. And I declare tonight that the Spirit God that is on the inside of us would release the Spirit of unity, love, and compassion and forgiveness in and among us in the body of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, synergize us tonight. Release us, God, from the bondage of division. In the name of Jesus, make us one, God. We need to come together. We need to pray together. Oh, God, who can stand in agreement? If we touch and agree, God, it shall be done. And the enemy don't want us to come together. He don't want us to stand in agreement, because we know if we come together, we will move heaven and earth. We will come against the gates of hell. We will bombard the gates of hell. We will win souls for the kingdom. Hallelujah, God. And so we cancel and demolish and neutralize every spirit of division, and that we will be led to come together. For we are stronger and better together in the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel, cast down, beat down, throw down, neutralize the mantle of bullets destroyed by fire. Every spirit of division tonight, every demonic attack sent against the body of Christ, hallelujah, God, to keep us not walking or being led by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us the mind to be led by you, so that your will be done, that we may manifest you, God, that we may know who you are, that we may know, God, walk according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we in the body of Christ will have a greater desire to be led by your Spirit. Hallelujah, God. We would have a greater desire to build your kingdom as we are led by your Spirit. We would have a greater desire to love each other as we are led by your Spirit. In the Mashiachando of a Hosa, in the Namandio Shanda of a Haya, in the name of Jesus, help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to realize that we are not of this world. We are of the kingdom. We are kingdom citizens, that we would have the mind of Christ, which is the mind of the kingdom, to do your will in this last hour. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, even as Jesus was led in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, glory be to God, but he caught the victory. He had the victory and had a and came out, oh God, with all power in the name of Jesus, after he fasted and prayed. And so, God, I declare, even as you led us, God, to fast and pray, we are going to have victory. You're leading us in this way that we may have victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, God, we tonight, God, when we be tempted as he was tempted by the devil, we'll come out victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. But tonight we declare that we will overcome every temptation and every trial sent our way. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy toward us as we confess our sins and humble ourselves before you in this time of fasting and prayer. Give us, a God, a compassionate zeal. Give us, a God, a mind. Oh, God, give us one God, one, just one God. God, I just feel it in my spirit that we need to be one. We need to be one. We need to come together. We need this, God. God, it's the only way we can defeat the enemy. It's the only way your will can, oh God, can namoshanda, can namandiosa, that's the okoshamande, the mandarokosha. Oneness, God. Oneness, God. Lead us to be one. Cause us to be one. I declare tonight that we're walking to the purpose. We're walking according to your purpose. We're walking according to your purpose. We're walking according to your plan. Oh, God, tonight. I declare it tonight, God. I declare, God, tonight. Oh, God, that we're being established. Oh, God, we're being established tonight according to your will. Oh, God, I praise you tonight for burning zeal and the desire to be led by your Spirit. That be your people that have a burning desire and a zeal tonight to be led by the Spirit of Almighty God for the building up of the church, for the building up of your body, and to reaching the lost souls tonight. Give us a passion and a zeal, God. Hallelujah, God, to accomplish your work in this earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that we may know you, God, in a more better way, that we may, God, submit to the leading of the Spirit of Almighty God, that we may seek you, Almighty God, creator of all things, that we may seek your face and not things. Hallelujah, God, that we may experience a lot of glory that you're pouring out, God. If we come together and be led by your Spirit, we will experience a lot of glory. Hallelujah, tonight, God. Change us into the care more about you and your kingdom than our ourselves, oh God, than what we desire, Jesus. You said, let your will be done. Oh God, tonight, lead us so that your will can be done. In the mighty name of Jesus tonight, we are declaring victory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are declaring that no weapon formed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're declaring tonight that the love of God is among us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, God, that your blood has shed all over host. Oh, God, yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that all things work together for good to them that love you, Lord, and are called according to your purpose. We love you tonight, Jesus. We appreciate you tonight, mighty God, as I come to the close of this prayer, for there is no God beside you. We come to say thank you tonight. We come to say thank you for leading us. By your Sikati O Shamanda, by your Koryaman Sitea, by your Tarabakandir Mahosa, we need to be spirit led. We need to be spirit led, God. We need to be spirit led. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's not by power, it's not by might tonight, but it's by your Spirit that we can do Roko Shambat. It's by your Spirit, God. Oh, God, we need to be led. We've been led by so many obstacles. We've been distracted so many times. But this is the time we're asking you to lead us, oh God. Lead us and guide us, oh God, along the pathway of right. Oh, lead us, God. Lead us, God. My honorable host, come together on this line, that we would leave this line the same way we came, God. That we would have a mind to be led by you, God. That we would have a mind to serve you in spirit and in truth and in the very beauty of holiness. For the Father seeketh such, God. And I seal this prayer tonight, God, by saying amen. It is so tonight, oh God. I cover this prayer with the blood of Jesus against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation tonight. Against every regional demonic assignment, oh God, in the Makoshendera name of Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, that our lives will be transformed and changed during these nights of prayer, God, because we are led to come together. Oh, during this time, God, of fasting and prayer. Yes, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I praise you, Bokuria. And everybody say amen tonight and give the Lord praise for what he is doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. In Jesus' name. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. For the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
with you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord, tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God, on tonight. Glory to God. On tonight. On tonight. Come on and let us give God praise. Let us give God glory for what he has done on tonight. Amen. We're going to open the lines on tonight, people of God, and we want to give God praise on tonight. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Glory to God and give him praise. Come on and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are unmuted. All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and lift them and give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah for what he's done this night, this night, this night. Glory to God. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. Bless him. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him tonight. Come on and bless him tonight. Hallelujah for all that he's done. Hallelujah. Glory to God for his leading tonight, for his guidance tonight. Glory to God. Let us praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, come on and lift those voices. Come on and lift those voices. Tonight.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of the praises. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Thank him. Amen, Jesus. We thank him on tonight. I know, glory to God, that after this prayer tonight, glory to God, that you have the blessed assurance. You have, amen, the blessed assurance rested in your soul, rested in your spirit, and knowing that the Lord is leading us, knowing that the Lord is guiding us. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Because the Lord knows how, glory to God, to deliver the godly. Amen. The Lord knows, people of God. Amen, Jesus, how to, glory to God, lead us. Amen. Every step of the way, the scripture declares, amen, Jesus, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have, amen, petitioned the Lord on tonight. Amen. Touching and agreeing in every area of our lives, in government, amen, situations, circumstances, marriages, relationships. Glory to God, that the Lord will lead us, amen, Jesus, even those, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that are looking for mates, amen, that the Lord will lead us to the right one, to the right person, amen, Jesus, that the Lord would desire for us to have, amen. For the Lord is concerned about each and every one of us. He's concerned about the total man, glory to God. He's concerned about every area of our lives. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight as we humbly submit ourselves unto him to be led by his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And in his leading, glory to God, he will lead us to a fruitful place. He will lead us to a wealthy place. Amen. A place of peace. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen, that has led us, that has led us, amen, that has led us into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. I tell you, people of God, my heart, my heart, my heart, even as the prayer was going forth, glory to God, touching those areas, some areas that we've not even thought about in a very long time. Well, that's the purpose of intercession. Amen. That is the purpose of intercession. You may not have thought about it. Amen. Glory to God. But certainly, glory to God, the Lord is concerned about the whole earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we thank God on tonight, amen, that we've touched in areas, glory to God, that we perhaps again have not thought about, glory to God, but the Lord has brought it to the forefront to let us know that he's leading, he's guiding us. He has it, amen, he has it. Glory to God, all in control. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for the woman of God. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. Amen, Jesus, people of God. Don't forget, the woman of God will be back with us on tomorrow night. She will be back with us on tomorrow night. Amen. So people of God, listen, I want you to go ahead and get your pencil and your pen ready. Glory to God, as we are praying for 40 days. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, tomorrow's prayer point will be deliver from evil. Deliver evil. Glory to God. Deliver from evil. Amen. Glory be to God. That is our prayer point for tomorrow night. That's what we're going to be praying for, that the Lord would deliver us from evil. And we know that there's a lot of evil in the earth. There's a lot of evil in the earth. Some that we may know, glory to God, but some that we don't know. But we want the Lord to deliver us. We want the Lord to deliver us from the hand and the plan of the evil and the wicked one. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, from every snap, every trap, glory to God. We want the Lord to deliver us, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And he will do just that. And we're going to be petitioning the Lord on tomorrow. So don't forget on tomorrow. Don't forget on tomorrow, people of God. We'll be praying, deliver from evil. Now, these are the scriptures. At some point, find yourself in the scriptures. Find yourself going into the scriptures. Glory to God to, amen, Jesus. Know, amen, how we're going to be, glory to God, directing our spirit in this prayer point. Amen. So the scripture comes from, the scriptures are Matthew 6, chapter 13b. Matthew, the 6th chapter, 13b. Amen. Psalms 32:6-7. Psalms 32:6-7. Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. Luke 1:68-75. Luke 1:68-75. And Romans the 11th chapter 26-29. Romans 11 chapter 26-29. Tomorrow's prayer point again will be deliver from evil. Deliver from evil. That's our prayer point for tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. That is our prayer point for tomorrow night. People of God, and listen, now the diet changes on tomorrow night. The diet changes on tomorrow. On tomorrow, glory to God. On tomorrow, we will have fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m. Fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m. Meals will be at 12 noon and 6 p.m. We can have meals at 12 noon and 6 p.m. And don't forget, people of God, from the beginning of this fast, no red meat. No red meat whatsoever. Amen. Only fish and seafoods with your meals. Only fish or seafoods with your meals. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, don't forget, people of God, don't forget to eat your greens, your vegetables, your carrots, your green peppers, your spinach, your beets. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have bio-nutrients such as B complex and D3, you want to go ahead and begin to take those vitamins if you have them. Amen. If you don't have them, if you can get to them, at some point get to them. Amen. Glory be to God. Because, amen, you may say, oh, they're doing the fruits and garden salads at 6 a.m. and 12 noon meals and 6 p.m. meals. Glory be to God. You may think it's easy, but temptation, come on, somebody. How many know temptation is temptation? Amen. You will be surprised how your body will crave, glory be to God, red meat, how your body will crave chicken, how your body will crave turkey. Amen. Glory be to God. You will be surprised. Amen. Glory be to God. And for those that, amen, perhaps you are allergic to seafood, or glory be to God, you can't eat seafood, you can certainly do turkey. Amen. Be honest. Amen. Glory to God. If you can't do seafood, you can certainly just do turkey. Amen. No chicken, but you can certainly do turkey. Amen. Because we're not doing any redness, amen. We are doing a cleansing and a purging, amen. We're taking it week by week, people of God. And at some point, if you're not already feeling it, glory to God, your body will begin to feel it eventually, amen. This consecration, this fast, amen, has been given or was given to us by the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, and it is a fast that we do every year. It's a 40-day fast of intercession, and that's why we have certain prayer points. We're doing prayer points every single day because we're praying out our hearts. We're touching God. Amen, Jesus. We're not just, glory to God, we're not just coming together, but we're coming together on behalf of others. Amen. Glory be to God. So don't forget, amen, don't forget to pray, amen, at 6 o'clock. Don't forget, people of God, don't forget to pray, amen, Jesus. Pray those scriptures in particular, amen, Jesus. 6 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Don't forget, amen, to touch God, glory to God, in those particular times, amen. Glory be to God. Very structured, people of God, but listen, I'm telling you, you will be blessed. One more thing, amen, before I give it back over to the speaker, don't forget to go ahead and make your prayer request. Go ahead and make your prayer request, people of God. Make your prayer request, amen. Make your prayer request, amen, so that even as you're on this consecration, interceding for others, amen, your request, amen, Jesus, you can make it known unto the Lord so that that way you're not focused on yourself, but this is a prayer of intercession for others. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight, glory to God, for the woman of God, glory to God, that has come, glory to God, led us on tonight in prayer, glory to God, to be spirit-led, my God. And I tell you, people of God, the only other thing, amen, that could be better than this, is that we all be together around the altar. Woo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we all be together around the altar. My God, I'm telling you, what a time that would be. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God that he's given us this opportunity that we can come together. Amen, Jesus, that we can come together on one accord. Amen, Jesus. Certainly, sharpening our discernment, sharpening our spirit, people of God, because truly we walk by faith, amen, and not by sight. So by faith, we know that we're together in one accord, in one place, amen. So we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight. We bless God. Don't forget tomorrow night, again, don't forget tomorrow the prayer point is deliver from evil. Deliver from evil. It is day number 8. Deliver from evil. Amen. Come back ready. Come back ready. People of God, come back ready. Amen. We know that there's much evil in the earth. Amen, Jesus. But we know that God is able to deliver. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to turn the line back over to the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. People of God, can what you have. Amen. Glory to God, hold on to what you have. Glory be to God. Tell somebody about the prayer. Tell somebody about the prayer. Glory to God, this 40-day prayer, amen, of intercession. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight, and we turn it back over to the woman of God, amen, Jesus, who's going to fill us tonight, glory to God, and be back here on tomorrow night. Blessings to you. God bless you, prophetess. You have the platform. Prophetess, first star 6.
Bless God tonight, people of God, for the opportunity to be a vessel by God, to be the clay in the hands of the potter for him to do with me as he desire. I don't count it. I count myself unworthy. I don't even feel worthy, but tonight God has made it possible by his grace and his mercy. And I praise God for choosing me for this time and this season to be a blessing in the lives of those who I come across in any which way that I can. And I thank him tonight for these times of fasting and prayer. And even as we have prayed tonight, as God is leading, he wants us to be led by his Spirit. He said, lead us. Be Spirit-led. If we are not Spirit-led and we are not discerning, we are going to be deceived, because a lot of false prophets and a lot of false ministries are out there. And a lot of people are gravitating toward those compromising, sugarcoating false ministries where there is no holiness or no standard. And they're being seized by people that clothe themselves as angels of light, wolves in sheep's clothing, and doing a bunch of foolishness and doing have corruption in the house of God. And many people are deceived because they don't know the word of God and they're under the wrong leadership. So this is the time to ask God to lead you under the right leadership. It is a must that we have leaders, because you can't hear without a preacher, and a preacher can't go unless God sent him. So it's imperative that we have a teacher or a leader or someone to help us along this way. And so tonight I hope that the prayer tonight was a refreshing to your spirit, and that we all will come on one accord as we wait the coming and the appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we would stay connected to him, stay connected to the vine, because he's coming soon. And let us stay prayerful. And so now I thank God tonight for Evangelist Bradley and everyone that made it possible for this line to be here, for this prayer platform to be established. We give most of all God Almighty, who is Jesus Christ, the highest praise and all the thanks, because if it was not for him, this would not be possible. This would nowhere in the world this could be possible. So we do bow to him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and give him the praise for the opportunity to come together from every nation, every city, different language, different tongues, for we understand each other. So I bless God tonight, and as we leave the presence of the Lord, I pray that God go before us and lead us and keep us and cover us with his blood, every home, every nation, wherever you are tonight, that you will be, hallelujah, yes, God, be covered with the blood of Jesus, your children covered with the blood of Jesus, everything that you touch, that God will bless it and cover it with the blood of Jesus, your vehicles, on your job, your businesses will be covered, your marriages, cover everything tonight, Jesus, with your blood. Until we meet again, may you have a beautiful night, evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are and whatever time it is. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Have a blessed night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight, people of God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.